So, a great day today for the U.S. at the World Cup. The Americans advance to a round of 16-match Saturday in Rustenburg, South Africa. For those teams that have already been eliminated from the World Cup, it can be a long way home, but no team faces as unpleasant a homecoming as France. The French squad was eliminated yesterday after a disastrous campaign. A star player was sent home for crudely insulting the coach and refusing to apologize. Then his teammates staged a near mutiny, refusing to train ahead of their crucial last game. Now the French players are slinking home to an outraged French public. Even President Nicolas Sarkozy has vented his anger at them. And the humiliated team, full of highly paid professional soccer players, has become a symbol of everything that's wrong with France today. Anita Elash has this update from Paris.
Nearly everyone here seems to have an opinion about why France performed so badly at the World Cup in South Africa. This middle manager eating lunch at a sidewalk cafe had this to say about the players.
I think these are not well educated. And of course, I know that if you have a lack of education, you tend to become more arrogant and more wild.
Conservative philosopher Alan Finkielkraut called the French team a band of millionaire thugs.
C'est-à-dire que nous avons la preuve.
Speaking on French radio, he said, we have the frightening proof that the French team is not a team, but a band of delinquents that only has one set of ethics, that of the mafia.
Celle de la mafia.
He added that the team is fractured by ethnic and religious divisions and no longer represents France. Opposition politician François Bayrou said the team's display showed that values in France have been hijacked by consumerism and greed. Others called the performance of the highly paid team a metaphor for Sarkozy's ostentatious style and individualism. Historian Pap Ndiaye says France has always taken its national soccer team more seriously than many other countries, even Italy and Spain.
Soccer can be considered as a soft power now that France is not anymore a great power. So the French closely follow the World Cup as a way to express their national pride.
That pride blossomed back in 1998 when France won the World Cup. Many of the players on the team were of North and West African descent. People pointed to the team's victory as proof that the French model of integration was really working, that the team represented a more inclusive France. But Ndiaye says that illusion died when far-right leader Jean-Marie Le Pen came close to winning the presidential election in 2002. Now France's economy is in bad shape, and Ndiaye says the French are in no mood to support a team that's largely made up of wealthy young men who come from France's minority suburbs.
The representation of the nation offered by the national team doesn't fit very well with what people think of the French nation. That is, for the most part, and still, in spite of the changes of French society, a white nation.
France striker Thierry Henry is set to meet tomorrow with President Sarkozy to discuss what happened in South Africa. Meanwhile, some of the players have already apologized for the disastrous showing, and they've promised to forfeit any bonuses. But at least one player has said, look, it's just a sport. We haven't killed anyone, even though we disappointed a lot of people. You have to put things in context. For The World, I'm Anita Elash in Paris.